Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret's just arrived collection of swim and other sun ready silhouettes.
Pack your bags with new styles from the Very Sexy collection, like the made to be seen Very Sexy push-up bra in on-trend hues like green, citron, and black shine.
Rewind to the future with the VS Archive swim collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s.
Plus, mix and match with their wide range of bikini tops and bottoms to find your dream suit.
Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world.
The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league, starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill.
FX's Clip, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Two Teas in a Pod with Teddy Mellencamp and Tamara Judge.
Hi guys, welcome to another episode of Two Teas in a Pod, and we have a very special guest with us today, Luann de Lesseps. We are all headed to BravoCon. Are you, how much are you doing while you're there?
You know, I'm not getting in till Saturday because I have a show in Minnesota on Friday at Prior Lakes Casino. So I fly in Saturday morning. So I'll be there Saturday afternoon. I'll be there for Saturday night and Sunday. So
is there anyone you are looking forward to seeing and anyone you'd rather just breeze on by?
I think I might know one name.
Oh, you guys are so shady.
Oh, right, always.
I love it. Well, I'm looking forward to seeing, you know, I love the I love just to see all the girls. You know, it's nice to catch up with you girls, with all the housewives. We're like family, you know. So it's really nice to see all the girls. I'm looking forward to seeing meeting Captain Jason from Below Deck, and I think it's Australia, who apparently has mentioned to Andy that he would like to meet me. So
what?
Looking forward to that.
Like date
he's
you?
Tall and handsome.
Oh yeah. My God. Okay, we need to know. I don't know who he is.
Breaking news.
Breaking news. Okay, we
Captain Jason.
We need to pull him
Captain
up.
Jason. I
need
breaking news. As we're showing this on the pod, please show his
face. Handsome.
Okay, do we know his age range?
I think he's in his 40s. He's the captain.
Sorry. Okay. Oh, the captain.
Oh, I think I saw him getting a contact put in his eye. A contact. Someone was putting it in his eye.
That's it.
Okay.
Oh my gosh. So there's.
I'm a nurse. Don't forget. So I could do a really good job of putting his contacts.
I bet you could.
I'm sure
there might
you
be a little love affair going on at BravoCon. I hate to get right into it, but the news broke about Ramona no longer attending BravoCon. How did you find out and what are your thoughts?
You know, first of all, it's unacceptable and very disheartening that happened. And it's certainly not a reflection of who I am.
Yeah.
So it's just, you know, a sad situation all the way around.
Yeah, I did Ramona's podcast last Friday with her and her daughter. Yeah. And now I'm like, oh, geez, what do I do? Know. Do I say, call her and say, please don't air it? Like,
right.
You know, you're guilty by association. Any?
I was just going to say that. Yeah.
Yeah. Any advice?
You know, I don't know. I think you need to call the Bravo people.
Yeah, yeah, have them handle
that's a Bravo
it.
That's PR a for.
Right? Yeah,
right.
That's, have you talked that's to her? Are you guys even close? I don't even know. Did you talk to her about it?
You know, I'll see her in the Hamptons and stuff like that. No, I haven't spoken to her about it because I just don't know what to say. Yeah. So I feel like when you don't know what to say, it's better to say nothing.
The thing I don't understand about all of this with Ramona is, so the Vanity Fair article comes out, clearly it doesn't look good for her, but then she texted Page Six with another slur.
Yeah, I mean, well, you know, this is Ramona, you know, she also divulged the wedding info for Teresa's wedding on Instagram. So I just feel like it was careless and reckless, and there's really no excuse, you know?
Yeah, I just...
Do you think this could affect the legacy air date?
You know, I hope it doesn't because, you know, this is not a reflection of the cast and who we are.
Right.
And so I hope it does not. But you just don't know, you know?
Yeah. Now, you're doing the Ultimate Girls Trip down memory lane panel on Sunday, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. How do you think that will be affected? Was Ramona originally to be on that panel?
I'm not sure because, you know, I don't have her schedule, but I imagine most likely.
Yeah. Now when you pull up the BravoCon list of people, like when you go to the R's, she was listed. Now it's gone. They're posting right. that everywhere.
Right.
Speaking of just that Vanity Fair article for a second, have you spoken to Bethany? And what do you think she's really trying to accomplish here?
You know, listen, I haven't spoken to Bethany. I haven't spoken to Bethany in years. And that's just the way I like to keep it.
Yeah.
You know, I think, you know, her trying to get reality people in some sort of unionized, et cetera. You know, I understand that. I just don't, you know, I don't love her going after Andy or the network. I don't know, you know, who she's got behind her.
Yeah, I just don't think she's the one to be doing it.
Right. Yeah. Right. I mean, you know, she left the show. She had nothing but terrible things to say about it. And then she goes and does a podcast all about us.
Yeah. But then also in between that, she pitched a show to the network.
Right. You know, it seems to me, it seems to be a lot of just kind of disgruntled housewives who had not a good experience. You know, that has not been my experience.
Yeah. Right. Mine either.
Right. No, it's always, you know, Bravo's like my family. I mean, the wives have been like my family and, you know, the network's been nothing but good to me, you know, including doing, you know, my own spinoff with Sonia and Crappy Lake.
Oh my God. I can't wait to talk about that. I love that.
Well, we heard that it's getting picked up for a second season. Is that rumor or is that fact?
Yeah, I've heard nothing has been confirmed yet. But I think people really loved it. I think, you know, it is lighthearted and, you know, filled with comedy. And I think it was just what we needed. And, you know, we loved the experience of, you know, going to this town. It's kind of like, you know, Schitt's Creek meets The Simple Life and, yeah. you know, yeah. being able to work with the mayor and help the town's people and leave very positive things behind, like the playground and, you know, the fences for the dog shelter. And we did a lot of great things over there and we made a lot of friends. You know, we fell in love with these people. They built an addition on the motel now. It's sold out until next year.
Check you guys out.
Yeah.
Is there any areas or states that you would like to do another? I guess it wouldn't be called Crappy Lake again, would it?
Right. Well, you know, who knows, you know, if we go back there or if we go somewhere else. But, you know, I feel like there's a lot of small towns that could use a little Lou and Sonia, you know?
Yeah, I'd love to see you guys travel to different states.
Exactly.
That would be so much fun.
Yeah, just like, you know, just like Roni Legacy. I mean, we should be doing, you know, we should be on Below Deck, you know, obviously, but above deck. But
you're like, well, now that Captain Jason, no, I'm just kidding.
Exactly. I'm going to try and hook, you know, I'm going to try and make that happen while we're over there.
Yeah, me and Teddy were talking.
Have you pulled up the picture yet?
Have you pulled the picture up? And you put a picture
up? Yeah, we have it. We have it right here on the chat. He's cute.
Oh, let's see what you found. Oh, you have it on the chat? Let's see. Let's check him out.
Oh, you're very excited to meet him. I can tell.
Listen.
Oh, he's handsome.
Hey. He's seriously handsome.
He's very handsome. Where 100%. Is he from? Where's he from? Where's he live?
He's Australia.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, he's going to have a cute accent too.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's very long distance, but you know, let's see.
That's right. Yeah. You travel a lot.
You know what? You don't really need to see them that often anyway. And you recently tweeted during the season premiere of New York that you were loving the new girls. Have you continued to watch?
Yeah, you know, I've watched some of the episodes. I watched some of the reunion. Yeah, you know, listen, I think they did a great job casting. I feel like, you know, they represent a different New York than we did. You know, they're different women, you know, obviously, and I find them all interesting in their own right. And
who's your favorite, though?
Probably Erin. I actually met Erin and her husband, Jenna Lyons. I didn't know any of the girls, really. A lot of my friends know Jenna Lyons. I think she, you know, brings a different flavor to the show, and it's interesting. And so I think, you know, people need to give them a chance. They just started their first season. So
yeah, I agree with you. Everything you said, I think it's going to take two seasons for them people to really, you know, it's hard to get invested into a new show. It really is. There's so many franchises out there.
Well, and I always feel like too, like the first season, it's all like, you know, nice and easy peasy, and you know, everybody gets excited, and then it's like, now we start diving into what's really going on in your life.
Yeah, yes. Now we all stop apologizing and
we do a deep dive and we dig up shit.
Exactly.
And I know we only have you for a limited amount of time, and so I do want to ask you touched on it a little bit on Watch What Happens Live, but what do you have any particular advice for Shannon Bedore right now? She, you know, she's about to, how quickly after some of your things that happened with you, did you end up doing the cabaret? Like the timing wise, like, do you have any?
Well, I was actually working on the cabaret before all that stuff went down for me in Palm Beach. And in a weird way, I felt like it gave me some kind of street cred. You know what I mean? It was like, all right, so she fell as hurt as she did, and now she's going to get up on the cabaret stage. You know, that was not easy. First of all, doing a cabaret after what had happened to me, you know, it took all of the guts that I possibly could have to get up and do it. And then not only that, be filmed for television. So it's not like I'm just doing a cabaret show. Now I'm being filmed for television doing a cabaret show.
Yeah.
So no pressure.
Did you get any backlash? Because Shannon is definitely getting backlash about going on to do Trace Amiga's show and attending BravoCon so quickly.
Right. Well, you know, listen, when you fall, you got to pick yourself back up. And just keep on moving on, you know.
She's saying. She's saying the same thing. I got to pick myself up.
Yeah, it's unfortunate because she has to keep herself busy, and you know, and people make mistakes, people fall down, and it's really about how you get back up. So I feel like, you know what, I did it with cabaret, and it turned out really great for me. And I feel like, you know, you have to pick yourself back up and, you know, and get on with your life. Now, I hope she takes care of herself. And, you know, I went into treatment because I needed to. But
did you do inpatient treatment or outpatient?
Oh, I was in and I loved it. Rehab is the best thing in the world. I mean, meaning, you know, when do you get to spend 30 days on yourself?
Yeah, never.
You know, to improve yourself, to really take a deep dive into why we do the things we do, et cetera. I think, you know, you have therapy, you work out, you do all these great things for yourself, and you talk to other people that have gone through similar things. So yeah. I think it's one of the best things you can do for yourself, and there's no shame in that.
I think that's really good advice.
That's good advice.
On that note, I hope that Shannon is able to do all of those things. We thank you so much, Luann. We cannot wait to see you at BravoCon.
Yes. Yeah, me too, girls. Yes.
And you guys keep on listening. We'll be getting all the interviews, and we can't wait to see Luann with the captain.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. We're manifesting.
We are manifesting. Sorry.
No, I think it's happening.
You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
A new season of The Kardashians starring, well, The Kardashians, of course.
And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean.
It's all new, and it's streaming now on Hulu.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, this is Paris Hilton. Trapped in Treatment is back, and this season we're taking on WASP, the Worldwide Association of Specialty Programs and Schools.
They held us in dog cages. They starved us. They beat us.
He was trying to brand us. So we were going to become the McDonald's of kid treatment.
Join my host as they unravel the story of the largest and most shocking organization in the history of the troubled teen industry. Listen to season 2 of Trapped in Treatment on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.